This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On What's On Your Mind, 6 past the hour. Incredible times in which we live, folks. It really is. I was talking to my daughter yesterday. I said, you don't remember 9/11. You can only remember 9/11 from what Mom and Dad told you. But this is going to be a 9/11. You're going to remember this.
Oh, yeah.
I just was just heartbroken last night. Went to say goodnight. And she got tears running down her cheeks. And she would normally be the kind of student that, you know, dreads a Monday.
Right.
Like, Monday, right?
Yeah.
She said, I don't even want a crappy Monday. I just want to go to school. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Social distancing from your friends is not what you want when you're a teenager at a junior in high school, you know? It's just unbelievable. It really is. This too shall pass. We've been through some challenging times. You think about our, I always think about the settlers. When North Dakota was nothing but, you know, wild territory, right? Dakota territory. You think about the settlers that came and settled North Dakota. And you think what they had to endure from hopping off a ship to getting themselves here to getting on a, you know, pulling away with the weather and everything else. And you think, is it that bad? No. You know, we're thinking it's bad when we're, you know, sheltering in place or doing social distancing. So if there's any question we can get you, listen, we want to do it. Just had a listener inquire about some interviews that we had on Saturday. Todd and I were following the president's press conference, chatting with the Senator Cramer, Governor Burgum, Senator Hoeven, and this is a listener who said, hey, some really good interviews with Governor Burgum and Senator Cramer. I learned a ton on that recap. Could we have that? And so we've got those up now on our website as well. But whatever the question is, we'll get it for you. Happy to help any way we can. Okay? All right. Another hour of What's On Your Mind. We're going to chat with Ron Ness in just a moment. We're also going to chat later this hour with a mental toughness expert, because we need a little mental toughness right about now. And more of your questions and comments as well on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. We had a call earlier for Senator Hoeven from Stanley, North Dakota, asking Senator Hoeven when they were going to cut off imports from Saudi Arabia and Russia. I know that there are a lot of people listening that have seen a sea change in the oil and gas industry in the last 6 days, wondering what's happened and what's happening and how to respond to it and what's you know, being done to look at the other side. And that's why we've asked Ron Ness to join us from the North Dakota Petroleum Council today to talk a little bit about the state of the industry. Ron, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Scott. I'm glad to be with you today, and I share your empathy with all those college students that learned they're not going back to college this year. I've got one at home, and you know, these are unprecedented times, as we say, and certainly unprecedented times in the oil and gas industry as well. And I had the fortune of having Ward Gozer call me about something the other day, and I asked him about how things were going in Williston, and he said, "Ron, I was here in the '80s. We understand this. We know the drill. Part of the deal in the commodity business." So pretty encouraging words. One of North Dakota's great leaders, and I think it's gonna be rough. It's gonna be a rough run here for every business and everybody. But you know, we're just looking at such a incredible slump in demand on the commodity side that you know, this is something we haven't seen before. When we've had downturns, we've always had a demand backing that you knew was going to catch up at some time if there was a slump in supply. So getting this economy back and rolling, as the president's been talking about in supercharged economy, is going to be critical to all of this. But in the meantime, it's going to be a pretty difficult run. I was just doing an interview with the Hill in Washington and talking about what's going to happen with American oil shale. And, you know, I was talking about, do you really want to be producing what you think is a $60 or $70 barrel of oil for now, you know, somewhere around $10 to $15 by the time you take discounts off? And if economically you don't have to do that, I think your choice would be to not produce that, slow down your production. And we're certainly seeing that with the drilling rigs and the completion crews that are going to be, you know, slacking here because, the capital is just not there. The economics are not there, and we've got to brace for that. We got to make sure that we do a good job with job service and everybody else. I talked to the director up in Williston this morning with job service, and a little difficulty there for, you know, everything's online. You can't talk to people in person anymore, and that's a big part of that whole process of walking people through this. And it's hard to know some of this is how much is COVID-19 and how much is related to the economics. But certainly, I think we all know there's a retraction coming. We've seen that from the largest operators indicate they're dropping a substantial amount of rigs. We're maybe going to lose half of our drilling rigs. And the big question is how long. And that's the question, of course, none of us have the answer to. So we got to be optimistic. If you're in the commodity business and oil and gas and energy and agriculture, you're always an optimist. So that's what we have to be.
How many businesses would you say related to the supply chain and the operation of the oil and gas industry in North Dakota are businesses of 500 people or less?
Scott, I would say, I was asked that question the other day, I would say somewhere around 90 to 95% are at least 500 or less.
So one of the major parts of this relief package is $350 billion for businesses in that category that can go to their banker, that can say, what's my payroll? And qualifying expenses. I don't think they're going to let you buy back stock and other things like that, but they're going to let you, pay for give your employees a paycheck, connect the employee to employer, because we certainly worry about that. It's a challenging time recruiting a workforce. If you let them leave, do you get them back? But what would they do would be my question. Number one, they're getting paid, but is there other things they can do when they're not drilling for oil?
Well, guys, I think the greatest misperception of the oil and gas industry is it's really a small business industry. It is. All of the service companies that provide everything from the welder that goes on site to the utility trailers to the drill bits to the, you know, every service you can imagine, the technology, the people that are now utilizing drones, the people that are utilizing the everything else out on those well sites and at the producing wells, all derived from niche small businesses across the entire state of North Dakota, employing, you know, somewhere between 35 and 50,000 people. And, those are just like the restaurants and the hospitality groups and the other businesses across the state and country are the ones where, you know, this is all a function of related to that is, you know, if there's no work there, people aren't going to be out in the field working. And so it's going to be slowed down, but we're still going to produce a tremendous amount of oil every day. It's a tremendous amount of natural gas, process it, refine it. It's going to take, you know, thousands of people to do that work as well. So got a lot of work that's going to continue. We're going to continue supplying energy to this country, but like I said, unprecedented times, so nobody knows what the other side of the curve looks like.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and I don't think the industry gets enough credit for the fact that it is built by small business and run by small business, and to see that go and grow. Numerous stories we've told over the years about here's a company saw an opportunity, you know, started a company, hired people, just incredible stories, and they make a go. And, you know, it seems to me this relief package is just exactly perfect for those kind of folks. And that might help, ease some of this right now, because that's everybody's in that boat. But the triple whammy of a share war, you know, of a enormous slump in demand, and then this COVID crisis on top of that, is really the great unknown here. Because like Ward Kosar, former Mayor Williston, said to you, hey, we've seen this before, but there's a lot of dynamics here we haven't seen before. Just this sort of not so perfect storm that have all come together, right?
Scott, I really like that concept of utilizing the unemployment insurance to, you know, utilizing that side. And then on the business front, utilizing, as Senator Hovind was talking about, to provide some type of loans and grants. And you know, if you can keep these people and these businesses going and keep people on their payroll, even though they may not be working right now, boy, that just really helps everything, I think. And there's so many things that benefit. So, You know, I wish we could say this was gonna be a week from tomorrow. We were gonna know this was gonna be all really behind us, and we could start getting that demand back up. Because I'm telling you, no matter what we do, we have to have demand in order to restore market. And you have to have that demand in order to want that Bakken barrel, because sooner or later you begin competing against everybody else that's got an extra barrel or two, and then it's the people in the middle who can begin saying, well, you know, I'll get this barrel over in Wyoming for, you know, -7. If, you know, we'll take your barrel if it's -8. So that is a point which gets really challenging.
Over one half of the taxes in the state of North Dakota are paid by the oil and gas industry. So there are a number of folks that are taking a hit with this crisis. We're going to talk with Ron a little bit about that coming forward. I don't know how many times we've said on this program, how many times you keep going back to that well with this proposal and that proposal and everything else. And now we're seeing exactly why we asked that question play out right in front of us. So we'll talk about that when we come back with Ron Ness. Your calls, questions, and comments. Welcome to On What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed-chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows, and a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's appropriate today that we honor Kenny Rogers, since he died over the weekend at 81. And I don't know about you, but I love Kenny Rogers. I just absolutely love Kenny Rogers. Played a lot of Kenny tunes over the years.
Oh yeah.
Sang along to a lot of them too. You know.
Everyone considered him.
A coward of the county.
Always good stories, too, you know? Like, really suck you into the story.
Pretty good actor.
In addition to singing.
Pretty solid actor, too.
We saw him on Grand Forks at the Alaris Center years ago for a Christmas show. It was fantastic. May he rest in peace. 81 years old, Kenny Rogers. Back on What's On Your Mind, we're chatting with Ron Nesbitt, North Dakota Petroleum Council. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text your questions or comments at 701-367-2054 for me, or Todd's at 701-226-8503. Ron, Senator Hoban had a question earlier about a suggested response to this, and that was cutting off imports from Saudi Arabia and Russia, since they instigated the share war, which sort of led to this, and then we have a crisis in the middle of the crisis with the COVID situation, and you got a double whammy. Is there any particular thing that the industry in general is advocating for at this point in that regard as a response to this share war?
You know, I think the biggest thing that I've seen, Scott, so far is, you know, the messages from the White House and the Secretary of State and others to who Saudi Arabia should be our allies, and senators and our congressmen have all chimed in on this heavily, and just a message to them that, you know, they knew exactly what they were doing when they laid out their plans, and it was a continuation of a plan that started in 2014 to try and crush the American shale producer in their competition. We have taken 5% of the world market since oil imports were allowed in around 2017, 16. So, you know, that type of action against a country that's an ally of yours, and we do so much for you, and at a time like this is totally unacceptable. I think that's the biggest single thing. There's a lot of other ideas out there, and others that are much more qualified to talk about it than I am. But I think that's the big one, is that message. And of course, you know, I go back to 2015, and I was talking to that Hill reporter, and you know what we did back then is we got better. We came out of that downturn better. We came out of it a better oil play, a better technology, and I think this is a time in which, you know, the technology that we've offered in North Dakota across the state to, shorten our supply chain, find things in North Dakota that we can provide niche markets for right here in North Dakota and the Bakken. This oil play is going to continue. Find ways to reduce costs with better utilization of technology, and make better wealth. I mean, that's really, we're competing against the world, and we are the swing producer in the world. So that Saudi Arabia effort is targeted directly at us. Texas has a much shorter distance to market, a much shorter, much greater long-term infrastructure there. So we've got to compete dollar for dollar, and be better every single day. And that's what we've got to look at trying to do going forward here. And we're just going to have to get better and better at this, because this seems to be, when you're going to play in the world of the world as your market, and you're going to compete on the world, you got to be able to compete with the world and take these shots as they come. And, you know, something like this is unprecedented, but, you know, we're already in a somewhat oversupplied world of oil, and we're a big part of that. And it's not just we. I'm talking about North Dakota's oil and gas industry. I'm talking about North Dakota's state, because we're all in this together, and I think everybody understands that, how critically relying, and when we talk about reducing the drilling rig count by maybe half, that drilling rig count leads to completions, and the completions and the processes used in drilling new wells accounts for about 50% of our North Dakota sales tax, I think. So we don't, and that's not included in the 50% of our revenue stream. So that is a big, big deal to all of us in North Dakota. We're funding, not just funding all of the water, the education and things like that, property tax relief. We're talking now about general revenue, and I'm not exactly sure what the exact percentage is again, but it's a huge percentage of sales tax, and the growth has been from oil and gas exploration activity in the last decade. So we've got to continue to invest that capital into the state, and that's what drives our economic gains in the state.
So let's talk a little bit about the state. Over half of the taxes paid in the North Dakota come from the oil and gas, sector. We talk about it all the time. Roads, bridges, infrastructure, water projects, you name it. Okay. What kind of an impact do you see this having on the budget picture of North Dakota? I guess long term, it's hard to tell, but for sure short term.
Well, I think the governor and the legislative leaders and budget folks have done a good job of explaining that the 2019 legislature was able to restore all of the funds into the buckets and make sure that our rainy day fund and other funds like that are there. We've been ahead of schedule on the bit of conservative fiscal estimation of barrels produced and production revenues coming from that and sales tax contribution. We're fairly conservative. We were well ahead going into February in terms of the biennium to date. So we've got reserves. We're in a strong position. Obviously, that there maybe have to be some budget adjustments made for the rest of this biennium. We'll see. That's nothing new. Certainly, the state of North Dakota going back to the '80s. But really, the budget forecast, I think, is. How long is the ramifications of this going to go into the next legislative session is, and OMB has delayed that discussion for a while, which I think is a great decision. Let's get some better data before we start making those types of decisions, because there's still time for the 2021 legislative process. But really, I think we're in a strong financial position. You've always got the legacy fund. For legacy type issues, and this is probably going to be one of those legacy type issues. I like some of the discussions you had last week about, you want to help keep small businesses alive. This is the time to do it, and small business is what drives our economy in our state. So that may be something in which there were a lot of grandiose ideas previously, but this is now something that becomes a legacy for our state. Keeping small businesses going.
Yeah, and getting them back bigger and better than ever on the other side of this. A quick news note here. Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota just tweeted out that he learned that he had contact with someone who had COVID-19, so he is leading by example and working from home. No symptoms, continuing to work tirelessly to combat the spread of COVID-19, but staying home. Alan in Billings County for Ron Ness. Go ahead, Alan.
Hello, Ron. I know we don't get a lot of percentage. What about a tariff? If we put a tariff on imported oil to kind of help protect, what kind of dollar amount would that raise America oil at?
You know, there have been some estimates out on that stuff. And, the concern is we've seen what happens with tariffs. Is we tariff this and they tariff that. And you don't know where that's going to lead to. I like I said, there's a lot of other people working on that type of stuff. I'm just... kind of trying to focus on what's happening out here in our own backyard. But
and I would also just add to that quickly, Alan.
Alan,
some members of Congress have talked about it too, but they worry to see a big trade war. Ron,
our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Democrats in the U.S. Senate prevent a procedural vote on a $1 trillion economic stimulus package in response to the coronavirus, the top Republican, Mitch McConnell, says,
"This is, Mr. President, a national emergency, not a partisan opportunity."
Democrats claim too much of the money in the bill would be going to big corporations and not enough to American workers.
Large corporate bailout with no protections for workers and virtually no oversight.
That's the Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer. Several senators are unavailable to debate or vote on the measure because of the virus. Both U.S. senators from Utah, Mitt Romney and Mike Lee, say they recently had contact with Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul, who has tested positive for COVID-19, so Lee and Romney are now self-quarantining. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Oh, don't take your love to...
I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Kenny Rogers, rest in peace. Lost him over the weekend. Ruby. Loved Ruby. We got to do Lucille, too. Don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the classic. We'll all sing along to Lucille.
Man, the Gambler. Yeah. We got tonight.
We have a mental toughness expert coming up here in just a minute. I'm pretty sure he'll tell you that Kenny Rogers sing-alongs make you tougher mentally. You know, kind of get the bad news out of your mind. And
yep.
That's my own little spin on it, but we'll see. Brian Ness is here from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and we have two more text questions, one call, and then we'll let Ron go today. Here, Joanna had a question. Go ahead, Joanna. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Well, actually, I knew that Eric was coming on. Eric Brookmeyer was coming on, and he's...
You want to talk to Eric? Hang on. Don't go anywhere. Let's talk to Eric in 1 sec. Texter says, morning, Scott. Please ask Ron how long until storage capacity is full nationally and globally.
I cannot answer that question. I think that is something that I am very concerned about, because I think we all know what's from our own gas tanks and our own consumption across the world, that the demand is declining even from where it was a week ago. So that is a great concern going forward. And I think certainly I'm beginning to hear from pipeline operators and others. And, you know, those market things linger on because barrels get backed up and storage gets full. So in being on the kind of the northern tier of all the production, of course, our barrels have to go a long ways to get to those key markets. So that's a great concern and something we're going to watch very closely. And I think, again, demand is the key to this. We can do whatever else we want, but until you get demand to restore the entire system, everything else, you're either just piling up the barrels or, you know, you're further adding to the supply overstock. So we've got to get demand going back, and that's the trigger point of everything across the world, at least from a oil and gas exploration side.
And in the middle of a epidemic like this pandemic, what happens? You shut down your business, self-isolate, stay, you know, you're doing the exact opposite. So what you're saying is the only way back is the economy coming back in a big way. They have that demand,
yeah,
right?
And if you listen to the president, he keeps talking about this economy roaring back, and that's just the silver bullet out there, is that we think that, you know, there is a strong economy out there, and we're all going to have a lot of pent up demand to go and do things and crank up our engines and get them rolling. And, you know, as we get into spring here, there's going to be a lot of that. So we have to hope for that. And, you know, in the meantime, if you're a North Dakota oil producer, whether you're in Botno or, you know, Belfield or wherever, and you've got your own economic choices, and it's very difficult because you've got cash flow you need, you've got obligations, you've got contract requirements. But if you can, if you get an oversupply situation and you, you're going to slow your production or potentially shut in your well, some of these older wells, you're going to see them just idle those wells. You know, a barrel of Bakken crude going to market today is probably worth about $10 to $12. So I think the discount's about $10 today on most markets. So I didn't see what oil was trading at. I was frightened to look, but
it's too good a product to sell it for that, right?
Yeah, it really is, Scott. I firmly believe that. But that's not always a choice, right? You've got contracts, you've got obligations, you've got cash flows. So that's just the economics of the commodity business. So, you know, the storage you've got, the storage refiners got and others have, it's going to vary. So, in, you know, watching that throughput from these refineries and the ability for the market to consume what we're producing here, where, you know, you think about almost 1.5 million barrels a day, it's going to go somewhere out of the state. So, we've got to have a home.
Texter, James and Mandan. Hi, Scott. Would the state of North Dakota be able to approve using legacy funds from the interest to help with relief for small businesses impacted by the virus as well as other individual needs? Seems like an appropriate thing to use the funds for. Who cares if it's not for a special project? You mentioned earlier,
Scott,
legacy fund is something you think should be used. Is that you agree with him?
Well, I think it should certainly be a consideration, and obviously that's going to take a special session to do something like that. But, you know, the longer this goes on, the more severe impact small businesses. And I, out of all of the ideas that we've ever floated, saving small business in North Dakota and helping those employees that work for small business and keeping our economy going is going to be something that we can supplement what we hope to see Congress approve soon. And North Dakota, taking care of North Dakota with our legacy funds from the oil tax revenues would be a great utilization. And, you know, you can use the earnings of the legacy fund and what they've earned. And then, I believe it's with 2/3 majority, it would be, to dip into the corpus of the legacy fund. It takes 2/3 majority. You can use up to 15%, but I suspect there'd be enough in the earnings in which if it came to that we could utilize that.
Last
and
question.
We've also got the reserve fund.
Last question for you. Can you ask why the disparity in gas can you explain the disparity in gas prices at the pump from Bismarck, $1.99, Sterling, $1.79?
That is really competition of supply and where those markets get and the individual determinations by just like a bag of potatoes from one end of Bismarck to the other end of Bismarck. Those are solely where you've got access to supply and how many supply options are into that market and the determinations made on an individual station-by-station decision.
Ron, thanks for the time. I know we'll talk again a lot, and I want to say this. We've spent a lot of time on this program talking about this American energy renaissance and what's happening in the oil and gas industry and watched its ups and its downs, and we very much understand it's really the machine that makes it go is the people, and there's a lot of them out there, and they are connected to various aspects of this business, and we're feeling for them right now. It's a challenging time, but anything we can do to help advocate on your behalf, we're here, okay?
All right, Scott. Thanks. Appreciate your support, and we'll get through this. It's just one more notch in the old line of history, right?
Exactly right. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Just remember that, folks. We're going to come out of this stronger. Thanks a bunch. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. All right. Who wanted to be mentally tougher on the team here? Was it Daniel or was it Todd? I don't remember. Kevin, was it you?
I don't know. No, I'm no. Pretty good.
Who's the toughest person you know?
My wife, probably.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And mom's. Who juggle so many things, they generally are mentally tough. In our house, it's sort of like when she needs a boost, then I'm there for her, and vice versa.
Just kind of know she puts up with me.
All works out. Eric, what were you saying, Todd?
I agree with Kevin. We're all wondering why his wife puts up with
Yeah, there you go. I can barely hear Todd for some reason. Can you hear him okay?
I can barely hear him.
Yeah. He's jiggling some cords.
Jiggle some cords. There you go.
Yeah.
Kick something.
If we jiggle some cords, we'll be able to hear Todd. At least the listeners heard him. Yeah, there you go. Todd, we jiggled
you.
Can
you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, Daniel jiggled your cord and everything's fine now. So okay, good to have it. Anyway, yeah, let me
wonder why Kevin's wife puts up with him. Why? None of us know that.
Exactly.
Or mine. Or
Eric Rittmeyer is here. And he's the pro at this mental toughness stuff. We've had him on before, and we thought, you know what, everything going home, people, maybe a little more togetherness than they normally have. And, you know, you've got the whole distancing thing going on as well. So what are some tools people can use to prevent the virus from totally controlling their lives and remaining safe and healthy? The questions we have for Eric Rittmeyer today. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Scott, I'm awesome. Glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you back on the program. Joanna's been waiting to talk to you, and I don't want to make her wait any longer because she heard you were coming on. So she called. Joanna, your question for Eric. Go ahead.
Hey, Eric. How you doing?
Limo lady.
Here in your home state, Maryland, Governor Hogan, he just ordered all non-essential businesses to close by 5 p.m. today. The shelter-in-place directive has not been ordered. But Hogan says, unless you have an essential reason to leave your house, you should be staying home. Now, my question is, I own a very, very small business. I've always put away money for a rainy day, and right now it's monsoon season. I own a transportation service here in Baltimore. Of course, nobody's traveling. Businesses aren't moving. And there's nothing for us to do. Just in the past week, I've canceled over 87 reservations.
You're not alone, Joanna. It's a tough time. A lot of small businesses are going through the same thing. And by the way, for folks that are wondering, she's talking about Governor Hogan, not Senator Hogan. So a North Dakota, Maryland thing. But anyway, your question for Eric is what?
So my question is, for us, you know, people that have saved for the rainy day, for our very small businesses, SBA is no help to us, simply because we have too much money on hand, and I'm not talking about a lot of money, but saving for that rainy day. And I feel as though our state in Maryland, that Governor Hogan just ought to put a shelter in place to get this over with. How are we supposed to survive and have this mental toughness to get through this? And Eric.
All right. So I think Joanna's speaking for a lot of people that, you know, you got the weight of the world on your shoulders and you're sheltering in place. How do you get through it? So just let's start there.
Yeah. So here's my response to that, Scott. And first off, this is the problem we're having right now. And this is where I feel like, I don't want to say we're making a mistake, but overall, I feel like so many decisions are being based off of what I refer to as a single variable analysis as opposed to a multi-variable analysis. So the single variable analysis is, there's a virus, we're shutting everything down to prevent any type of illness from spreading from person to person. I get that. But the other piece of this, the multi-variable analysis, is what are the adverse impacts that happen next month, next year, 5 years, 10 years from now? So you look at all these people, you look at all these small businesses, and you hear the president talking about this V-shaped recovery and all that, which I get, I understand. I'm hoping that happens as well. But the issue is, what about the small businesses that don't make it out of the V, meaning that a lot of businesses run on very thin margins? So what happens to the businesses where they can't weather through this storm? That's my whole issue. From a mental toughness standpoint, we're looking at this, and are we taking the shotgun approach response as opposed to the sniper response, which is, do we just target specific things as opposed to shutting down the whole economy? That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah, and they're erring on the side of, caution. And maybe to the extreme side, especially a place like North Dakota where there is a limited amount of these cases. But on the other hand, they're modeling other states as well and see what has happened there and in other countries. Eric, hang on for more coming up. Joanna, thanks for the call. More after this.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters of Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Command Center. This is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center. Initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1 preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Look at, a monkey could have done this song.
In a bar in Toledo.
He made it iconic.
Across from the depot. On a bar stool, she took off her ring.
Not much to it, is there?
It's always a hit at the bonfire.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was going to say. Once in your mind, Bar by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Shop, click, drive, and, of course, your Buick, your GMC, and mostly late model used vehicles. SUVs, trucks, pickups, if you're going to. Either car grammar Nazi, I mean, or cars. I have that lifetime warranty as well. Check out yours at Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Where did Kenny go?
We want the,
up to the peak here. In
the sing-along point here.
Yeah, song. Exactly.
I closely watched him, thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman. Sat there beside
this will make you feel good.
He had a strange look on his face.
Kenny Rogers passed away over the weekend, in case you hadn't heard the news, at 81 years of age. Poor Kenny's not going to get the normal amount of accolades he would after that iconic career, because there's a few other things that have overtaken it in the news cycle, but That's how it happens. New numbers from the North Dakota Joint Information Center on COVID-19 positive test results. No additional positives reported during this time frame, 3 o'clock yesterday to 9 today. And we're on a real decline as far as the last number of days with a zero or low number of tests. But that doesn't matter to the 30 people who have tested positive that are in the state, the four that are hospitalized. 1,383 have been tested. 1,353 are negative. We're waiting for 300 tests to come back, kind of a mass add-on to the daily count from Sanford Health. And that'll be interesting to see what happens there. I expect those results to start coming back today because it's been 7 days. But we continue with our guest talking about mental toughness through all this. Eric Rittmeyer is here. So, Eric, I hear what you're saying related to the additional stress, the protective measures that have been put in place. But isn't it also a little bit of a fool's errand to wrap yourself around your axle over that when you can't really change it?
Well, here's the key, Scott. It really, really concerns. It really concerns me about the long-term adverse impacts of what's happening right now. I mean, if you pull out the emotional piece of this, and again, I want to preface this with: we absolutely do need to be cautious. We do have to take preventative measures as far as stopping the spread of this disease. But when you look at the facts, I mean, we live in a nation right now of 330 million people. 0.00007% of our population has been affected by this. Okay, over 90% show mild to very minimal symptoms from coronavirus. Okay, I'm not trying to take anything away from the people who are sick, from the people who are in the hospital, from the people who lost their lives. I understand all that. But what I'm saying is I think we need to take a more holistic approach to this and say, okay, what are we doing right now to prevent the spread compared to what are we doing to our nation as a whole? I mean, we're ruining businesses right now. I mean, you can talk about stimulus packages. You can talk about checks being mailed out. Again, you can talk about V-shaped recoveries. But what we're doing right now is having major, major impacts on us socially, economically. I mean, these are things that we're going to be experiencing for decades to come. Our whole industry, our whole market, the whole stock market right now is going crazy. So I feel like we have to take a more careful approach to this to make sure, like the old saying goes, is the cure worse than the disease. We have to be very cautious of that.
The president himself tweeted out that very question this morning. And so obviously that's being asked and people need to decide for themselves where it's at. I know the 1912, what they call it, the black flu, when they go back and look at the 1912 flu, and I forget how many people died, but it was a lot, okay? And of the communities at that time that did these measures to keep people away from each other, the death toll from that was much, much lower than it was from those that didn't. So I again think they're just saying we don't want to overwhelm the healthcare system. We don't want to melt this down. But I definitely agree that there is some real potentially long term damage if they don't do the recovery piece right. I've heard some good things on that, but I think that's right. We only have a couple minutes left, but I do want just for people that are wrestling with that question that are. In the middle of a very different time, there's no work. Maybe they're a business owner and they see whatever savings or extra money in the account dwindling. We had somebody earlier call a trucker who's self-employed, and what's he doing? Burning his savings account down. What do you tell those folks? How do they stay tough at a time like this?
Yeah, we have to rely on our relationships, Scott. You know, our friends, our family, this is more important than ever. You look at any type of catastrophic events that have happened as a nation, and we rely on each other. It's what's gotten us through. It's what helps offset the stress that's caused by these types of events. So we have to rely on each other. We have to remember to care for our neighbors. I mean, these are all things that we've forgotten as a nation. We come together when major things happen. You look at September 11th. I mean, look at how we were as a nation on September the 12th. I mean, there was nothing that came between any of us. We were all fighting for the same thing. So I feel like we have to go back to that. We have to rely on each other, and we have to really understand the importance of the relationships that we have and not allow them to be socially distanced. You know, you look at the social distancing, it should be more physical distancing. We can be physically apart and remain emotionally attached, which is going to be more important than ever.
Yeah. Well, you raised some good points. Texter just said, one of our listeners, this guy is 100% correct. And, it's a conversation we really haven't had. Early on, I think we all looked at numbers of hey, what about who dies from the flu every day? How many people die in car accidents every day? You know, what are we doing? And by the way, the vast majority of people who end up getting this, God forbid, right, they recover. And the recovery rate's pretty good. So I hear you. I just also see some things coming from the health experts that I don't believe mean to do damage to our economy. So it's a tough question to answer. But Eric, we'll have you back because you're going to get us through this one way or another. Appreciate the time. God bless you, folks. Got to go. See you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.